Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book. I encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is the Holy of Holies in Heaven's temple was thrown wide open. Friends, I am so excited. We only have about a week really, before we are in 2018. It is a brand new year, and we have read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And I'm so excited about that because I know people are learning the Word of God and receiving something from it. It is not just a book. It is a sword. It is a weapon. In fact, I'm working on a little thing that I want to share with people on Facebook and wherever else I can about the Word of God, because I didn't know myself how powerful the Word of God is. If Jesus used the Word of God and the devil had to leave him, we can use the same Word of God that Jesus used, and the enemies will have to flee. Is that right? But if we don't know our authority in Christ, and we don't know the Word of God, and we're just asking God to help us when He already gave us the weapon that we need to overcome every life situation. And that's why I want to share the Word of God every day with you, and what I've learned over these 30 years of serving the Lord. Amen. Today we're in Revelation 15. And remember, in the last chapter, they were talking about the 144,000 Jews and how they met Jesus in the temple on top of the mountain, and how He wiped away their tears. They're going to be with Him forever. And they had so many benefits. But they were Jewish people who came to know the Lord. And they went about preaching the Word of God. Maybe not exactly in this time, but in the future, there will be 144,000 Jews that will go and evangelize in the world. And of course, the Antichrist is going to come against them. And not only them, but the two witnesses. And everything that's in Revelation has to come to pass because Jesus said it. How do I know? Because it was Jesus that spoke to John when he was on the Isle of Patmos, and He took him to heaven and showed him what the future is going to be. You know whose future it is? Our future. Because we're living in that time where the things that is prophesied in the book of Revelation is coming to pass every single day. For example, the prophecies about Russia. Who's going to be involved in this war that's going to be in the Euphrates River? Russia is going to be a main player. China probably, and Turkey. And maybe, Ethiopia. I think there was like 3 or 4 Middle East countries that are going to be involved. But I'm not a theologian and that kind of thing. But I know what the Word of God says. And I want to teach you what I know. Amen? Okay, Revelation 15, it says, I saw in heaven another mighty pageant showing of things to come. Who's revealing this? Jesus. He's revealing what is going to happen in the future. Because right before he left his disciples, and after he raised up from the dead, he spoke to his disciples and he told them what was going to happen in the last days. Can you imagine? He knew 2,000 years ago what was going to happen now in our history. And he told his disciples what was going to happen. There was going to be rumors of wars and pestilences all over the world. People, nations would be fighting against nations. Does this sound like America and the United Nations? Yes, it does. It's happening in our time. And why Russia was there even before Jesus was born. He knew that country. He knew those people. And he prophesied about them being a part of this end time problems that we have right now. Pray for America. We need God. We need God right now. We need God to intervene on and complete his word so he can come back and be the King of Kings and be the Lord of Lords. And if you don't know what the history is going to be, send me a text. I will tell you what's going to go on. Okay. Revelation 15, I saw the mighty pageant, and seven angels were assigned to carry down to earth the seven last plague, and then at last God's anger will be finished. Spread out before me was what seemed to be an ocean of fire and glass, and on it stood those who had been victorious over the evil creature and his stature and his mark and his number. Who are they talking about? The Antichrist. Is the Antichrist alive now? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's ready to come on the scene. How do we know? Because we know already who the false prophet is. If we know one piece of the puzzle, the next piece of the puzzle is going to fall in place. And in the right time, this person is going to be revealed because he's going to be evil. And he's going to be doing a lot of things, and he's going to be controlling a lot of countries. I don't know, but he's not going to control America. Praise the Lord for that. All were holding harps of God, and they were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your doings, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of ages. Who shall not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? What's he saying? Who is not going to give him his rightful authority and glory and honor which he demands? For you alone are holy. There's no other holy person in the world. I don't care if the president or a slave. All in between are sinners. We are all sinners because we are human. Jesus never sinned. He came into the world to save us from our sins. All nations will come and worship before you. How many nations? All the nations, including Russia, including China, including Korea, everywhere. Everybody who lives on this earth is going to have to worship Jesus. Hallelujah. For your righteous deeds have been disclosed. And then I looked and I saw that the Holy of Holies of the temple in heaven was thrown open wide. What? God opened the Holy of Holies in his temple in heaven, and we are going to see that. The scripture says we're going to be able to look into heaven and see God on the throne. That's in the book of Revelation. I didn't say that. But whatever it says in the word of God is going to come to pass because Jesus always keeps his word. The holy, holy throne open, and you could see in that temple, and you will see, we will all see. Every eye will see, the Bible says. Friends, because Jesus shed his blood for you, blood for me and you. He died for you personally. He died for me personally so that I could come to know him. I could get my sins forgiven and I can have eternal life. Those are the benefits. That's the benefit. It's worth more than gold. You know, when you die, you cannot take a ring. If somebody put a ring on your hand, you can't take it. You can't take not one penny to heaven. It's worthless. Only your spirit will go to heaven if you know Jesus. That's why it's important to know Jesus and ask him to come into your life and let him save you from your own self. So we're destructive people. We hurt ourselves. But God wants us to have eternal life, and you cannot clean yourself up and then come to Jesus. He takes you just the way you are, filled with sin, and he will heal you. He will deliver you. He will give you eternal life. Now, because of Jesus, we can enter the Holy of Holies. Psalms 104 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. From the beginning to the last generation, before the Lord comes back, and even when he comes back, people will still have babies. That's what the word says. And all of them have an opportunity to know Jesus and accept him as their Lord and Savior. If you heard this message, do you believe what I'm saying? You can read it in the Word of God. You can text me. I can show you whatever scriptures you need. But if you believe it, say this prayer with me. Jesus, I know that you died for my sin. I don't understand it. I don't know what I did. But I do know what I did. But my heart is deceitful. I know that too. But I ask you to cleanse my heart from all the evil and forgive me for my sins. And Lord, I'm not righteous. I don't even deserve to be your child. But I ask you to save me. And Lord, forgive me. And the same way you forgive me, I will forgive other people too. I thank you, Lord. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you arose from the dead and that you're coming back one day. And you will come back for me. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.